Podium Audio presents Death on Demand, a Detective Inspector Roland Benito thriller. Book 2 of Roland Benito. Written by Inger Gemmelgaard-Madsen. Performed by Emma Gregory. Chapter 1. It smelled of autumn and earth from the newly ploughed fields. Not all the farmers were finished. In a distant field, a tractor drove with dust and a flock of screaming, hungry gulls in its wake. The hot summer, which had only begun in mid-August, had continued through September and into early October, making jackets and coats unnecessary, despite the season. After a loud quarrel about a Nintendo Wii game that Mikkel thought Lucas was too small for, Mum had sent them out to play in the clement weather. They pedalled off, wheels spinning at high speed. But to them, they weren't bikes. In their imagination, they were horses moving forward at a wild gallop.
"Bang, you're dead!"
cried Lucas behind his brother, who angrily turned to face him on the saddle.
"You're not supposed to shoot me. You wanted to be a ninja."
"So, can ninjas not shoot cops?"
Lucas sulked.
"Not a cop like me. I'm like a cop on TV."
Mikkel, who was 9 years old, could follow the news a bit and thought that cops were cool with their weapons and helmets. But for a six-year-old like Lucas, the ninjas from movies were much more exciting. Suddenly, both bikes braked so hard that the gravel clouded around them. Lucas's bike skidded and he only avoided crashing by setting one foot firmly on the ground in time. Ahead, they saw the trees around the bog. The leaves were changing in the beautiful golden brown and violet shades of autumn.
"We'd better turn around, Mikkel. We're not to go down to the bog without Mummy or Daddy."
"Ah, stop! That was only when we were babies. You're not a baby anymore, are you?"
Lucas grumbled even more and no longer looked like a dangerous bad guy, despite the headband and toy weapon stuck down in his belt, which really only served to hold up the oversized trousers that had once been Mikkel's around his thin body.
"But Mummy says it's dangerous. The bog woman could drag us into the water and drown us."
Lucas rubbed his finger nervously under the freckled nose that was red from the sun and the wind. His blue eyes searched Mikkel's in the hope of seeing the same horror he was feeling. Mikkel laughed, uncertain.
"Rubbish! There's no such thing as bog women. Come on!"
He threw his bike in the grass. Hesitantly, Lucas did the same. He could smell the water from the bog. The wind swirled some withered leaves in a martial arts dance around his feet. A gasp was drowned out by the rustling of the leaves, but Mikkel heard it anyway. He smiled all adult-like.
"Stop it! Nothing is going to happen. It's just a bog."
He was already in between the trees.
"But the bog woman is real, Mikkel. When she's brewing something, that's when there's white fog down by the trees,"
murmured Lucas. But he followed his big brother anyway, as he kept a vigilant eye on whether the bog woman was behind the next tree. His heart pounded in his chest, and his shortness of breath wasn't only due to the fast bike ride. He approached Mikkel, who was standing by the water's edge, looking down into the murky brown liquid full of green duck food.
"Come on, it's not dangerous. Look, there's a fish. Maybe it's a big pike."
Lucas had just started in reception class, and the teacher had told them something about a pike. It could get very big and very old, she had said. Curiosity overtook anxiety. He ventured up beside Mikkel, but his eyes shone with fear. There were no fish.
"It's gone again! Maybe it was the bog woman,"
teased Mikkel as he started to laugh. Lucas could suddenly see the joke and laughed along. The bog wasn't as scary as he'd imagined, after all. He'd only been here once before, with Daddy, but that was years ago, when he'd been a baby. The birds were singing in the treetops, and occasionally they heard small plops in the water from fish or frogs leaping. Lucas began to relax and grew brave enough to walk around on his own.